Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Megillah Daf Chaf Ches. We are on the very bottom line of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Sha'alu Talmidav es Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Preda's Talmidim asked him a question. Bameh Erachta Yomim, can you tell us, in what zechus did you merit long life? Amar Lehem, he responds to them, I can suggest as follows. Number one, Miyamai lekidmani adam lebeis hamedrash. Throughout my entire life, nobody beat me to the beis medrash. I was always there first. Keim chayenu v'erech yemenu, avzeichet arichus yomim. V'lei birachti lefnei kohen. I always made sure to refrain from making a bracha at a meal before the kohen. Rashi brings the pasuk. Rashi is on the top line. V'lei birachti b'su'uda lefnei kohen. D'amar mar. The Gemara Gittin brings the pasuk. V'kidashta. We learn that the kohen is meant to precede, meant to be the first one. L'chol dover shevik dusha. L'ftoyach rishon, l'varech rishon. He gets the first aliyah. He gets the first bracha at the meal. I was insured to provide the covet to the kohen by allowing him to go first. V'lo yichalti, says the Gemara. V'lo yichalti mi behema. Shelo yhurmu matanusya. I would never eat from an animal whose matanos, whose portions that are meant to go to the kohen, zroya, the forearm, the chayayim, keva, the various portions of a non-carbon animal that are meant to be granted to the kohen, the matanos kuhuna. So I would make sure to first give them to the kohen and then begin consuming the meat of that animal. Damar b'yitzchak, omar b'yechanan, asur le'echayl. One may not partake from a behema whose matanis have not yet been separated. In fact, if one does eat before separating the matanis, it's as though he's eating tevel. It's as severe as a grain or a crop which has not been yet separated from its truma, has a din of tevel. The Gemara concludes, it's actually not so. We don't treat it as such, meaning you can actually consume until you get to that portion and give it to the kohen. There's no doubt that you have to separate it first, and then, only then can you eat it. So in fact, Rav Preda was being machmer, beyond the letter of the law. He would first be mafrish the matonis, and then proceed and consume the behemoth. Says the Gemara, what about the other item? V'loi birachti lefnei kohen, lemeimer de mal yusahi? Is it actually praiseworthy to have a kohen come before Rabbi Preda, who is a Talmud Chacham? V'amar b'yechanan kol Talmud Chacham shemevarach lefanav. If a Talmud Chacham allows another fellow to go before him, afilu kohen gadol am haaretz, even if he's a kohen gadol, but he's an am haaretz, oy soy Talmud Chacham chayv misa. If the Talmud Chacham allows him to go first, whether it's to say a bracha, Talmud Chacham is chayav misa, because he negates his status. He degrades the Torah that's within him. Shenamar, kol mis'anai ovu mavis. And we learn, al tikri mis'anai ele masni'ai. Those who cause others to dislike, to hate the Torah. Rashi on the third line explains, masni'ai shegur midl b'nei adam l'snoisai. Why? Because they say, look, there's not much to a Talmud Chacham. Sheroi Talmud Chacham is shafel of Ne'am Aretz. He sees Talmud Chacham considered beneath the Amaretz. Oymer ein nachas ruach b'teira. What gain is there to learning Torah? And he causes others to dislike, to distance themselves from Torah. You're not meant to let the Amaretz go first, even if he's a kohen gadol. So I was praising the fact that he wouldn't go before a kohen. Ki ka'amar iu, says the Gemara, he was speaking b'shavan, when they're both equal, meaning the kohen was also a Talmud Chacham, although perhaps not as great as Rav Preda, in which case Rav Preda could have gone before him, but in this case, it's up to him, he could allow the kohen gadol, or the kohen, to go before him, and in fact, that's what he did. Says the Gemara, shalu talmidav es rabbi nuchunya ben akana. Rabbi Nachunya's Talmidim asked him the same very question. But Maharachta Yamim, in what zuchus were you Zoicha to longevity. Amar Lehemi responds, Meyom Ma'iloi Niskabalti Bekaloin Chaveroi, throughout my entire life, I never received honor at the expense of somebody else. I didn't have kavod Bekaloin Chaveroi, through someone else's shame. Number one. Number two, V'lai Olso Al Mitasi. It never would happen that I would bring onto my bed Kilalas Chaveroi, my friend's curse, which means he wouldn't go to sleep without forgiving anybody that may have offended him throughout that day. Vatron b'mamonia, you see. I was easygoing with my money. Explains the Gemara, all three items. Lenis kamanti b'kolin chaveri. Kiho, as in the following story. The Rav Huna dori mara. Akatfei, Rav Huna was carrying a shovel on his shoulder. Also, Rav Chana bar Chanilai. Rav Chana comes along and sees Rav Huna carrying the shovel. V'kadori l'minei, so he removes it. He takes it and puts it on his own shoulder and carried it for Rav Huna. Rav Huna, seeing this, responds, Amar Lei tells him, E Ragilas, look, if you are accustomed, the Doris of Masach, to carry this type of thing in your own town, okay, Dori, I allow you to carry it. It's not considered a zilzal in your kavod. V'im Loi, but otherwise, if this is not the way you usually conduct yourself, it's beneath your dignity, Is Yakuri? I know I am being honored, Bezilusa the Duch, through your shame. Loi Nichli, I'm not interested in that. So this is an example of being careful not to attain honor through someone's expense. The next thing was Loi Olsa Mitasi, Kilas Chaveri. What does that mean? Kiha, as in the following story. The Mazutra, Kiava Solakle Puri, when he would get into bed. Omar, he would make the following declaration, like we do today. We say the Rebbeinu Shalom will meichel everybody. He would say, "Shari leilachol man that tzaron." I am being meichel anybody who offended me throughout the day. And this is a schus for meichel others. Hashem forgives us, as we're going to see in the Gemara soon. The next thing was vatrom b'money hayisi. I was easygoing with my money. The Omar Mars, we learned the Gemara in Baba Basra regarding Eiv, who is also a vatrom b'money hava. In which way? He went to the merchant, he went to the grocery store, he bought something, and there was a half a pruta of change. He says, keep the change instead of giving me an apple for the half a pruta that you owe me. He would just let go. He was mevater b'mamayinei, and Mido explained to Mefarsh, Hashem is mevater with him and allows him to live a long life. Shalom Rabbi Akiva, this time it was Rabbi Akiva asking, as Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, in what zuchus did you have arichus yomim? Also gavzi, so Rabbi Chanina had these servants, these gavzi, and when they heard this question, they came along v'kamachule, and they started hitting Rabbi Kiva, figuring that he was, the reason why he was asking this type of question was because he wasn't interested in Rabbi Chanina remaining alive. Wow, what brought you this far? So they took offense and they started hitting him. Sulux, he ran up. Yosef Aresha the Dikla climbed up to the top of a palm tree for safety. And while he was up there, he turned back down and he's calling Rabbi Nechunya. Amalei, he says, Rabbi, I have a question in halacha. Im nemar keves, loma nemar echad. The pasuk says, Es ha keves ha echad hasa baiker. Keves itself is a lashon yachad. Why do we add the word echad? Rabbi Nechunya, hearing this question coming from the fellow on top of the palm tree, Amalu prompts him to turn to his servants, and he says, Tzurba medrabanu, he's a young Talmud Chacham, shavku, leave him alone, don't harass him. And apparently the reason why he asked me, Bameha rachta yamim, wasn't just curiosity. It was to learn from my ways and to emulate them. Okay, so in response to his question on this pasuk, Amar Leizer Nechunya tells him the word echad here is teaching us something. Which halacha? Miyuchad shebe'edrei. This keves that used for the carbon is meant to be the outstanding one amongst his herd. He meant to be in the breast, the biggest and the best as a carbon. Okay, the next thing he was going to address his question. Amar Leizer tells him, you know why I have arichas yamim? Miyamai lo kibalti matonis. I never accepted a gift. So, depend on Hashem, not on people. So that brings a richus yamim. I wasn't rigid in my ways. I didn't hold a grudge. Vatron b'mamayna hayisi, I was easygoing with my money. Explains the Gemara. L'kibalti matonis. Ki here, as we find the following story. Rabbi Elazar, ki avur mshadri le matonis m'benesir. When the Beis Hanasi would send Rabbi Elazar gifts, lo yahav a shokel, he would refuse. Ki avur mazamni le, they would invite him for a meal, lo yahav a ozel, he wouldn't go. Omar, he responded to them, Omar lehu, lo yinich lechu de'echia. Are you not interested that I live long? D'chsev, soyni matonis yichi, not meant to accept gifts. Now the Maral explains, what's the connection between refusing gifts? And Arichus Yom, he says, the one who accepts gifts, he is drawing sustenance from people. He's sustaining himself by means of handouts, by means of basar v'dam. A person who's soyni matonis, he depends only on Hashem. Hashem is my source of life, my source of sustenance. He plugs into the eternal life, Hashem's life. And therefore, this fellow was zoichat arichas yom. In the case of Lezer, followed this directive, he refused matonis. Another story with Reb Zera. Kavu mishad yuleim beinasir, when they would send him gifts from the Beis Hanasi, lo yihav a shokel, he wouldn't take. However, when they invited him for a meal, this time Osley decided, I'm going. Omar, he explained himself, Is Yakuri, the Bes Yakribi, they derive honor from my presence. So it's not like I'm taking from them, it's an exchange. They're honored by my presence, it's not considered matona. Explain the Achroinim. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar like this svar? So they say there are really two reasons for saying matona siyich. Rashi, in Mishlei Tesvav explains, Ma'achashu soini matonois kolshkein shesoinis agezel. Concern is that perhaps by being accustomed to taking and taking, it might lead to sometimes a person taking things which are inappropriate. Gezel. So that's one approach. There's a Metzudas David who explains it differently. He says, the point is, the more b'tochen a person has in Hashem as opposed to people, the more he connects to Hashem, the more he connects to Hashem being a source of life in his zeichet arichas yom, which is similar to the Maral's approach. So perhaps that's the point of machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, who did not go to the Beis Hanasi for a meal, despite the fact that they certainly were honored by his presence, because he had he was going with Rashi's pshat. You don't want to take regardless. It can lead to gezel. Don't get accustomed to taking, to being on the receiving end, rather be on the giving end. Whereas Rabbi Zera perhaps adopted the Mitzvah's David approach. Don't be a taker. Right? Don't rely on people's handouts. But in this case, it's sort of an exchange, like a sale. I'm giving them something as well. I'm giving them cover. They're having cover by having me present at their meal. So therefore, it does not constitute a matona. It's more like a sale. Like we had the other day, matona is like kemecher. So therefore, he would come to the meal. What else did Reb Nechunya speak about? I wasn't rigid in my ways. I was easygoing. I didn't hold a grudge. If one doesn't hold a grudge, he's mevater on an offense. Hashem removes from him his averis. Who gets this treatment that Hashem removes his averis? Lemisha evral pesha, a person overrides offenses. Mida connected mida. Person is easygoing with others, doesn't hold a grudge, easy to forgive and to forget. Hashem does likewise. Shaul Rebbe, this time it was Rebbe asking, Esrem Rebbe Yeshua ben Korcha, Bameha Rachta Yamim, what was your trick? Omer Leis, Rabbi Yeshua responds, Kasta b'chaya, you're not interested in me living any longer? Why are you asking me these types of questions? It sounds like you want me to pass away. Omer Leis, he says, Chas v'shalom, Rabbi, no, Torah, v'lumot anitzorach, it's Torah like anything else. I'd like to learn your ways and emulate them. Actually, I'm going to see later that Rabbi Shimon Karcha lived very, very long. So I'm going to say about 200 years. Amr Lacy tells him, I'll tell you the trick. Throughout my entire life, I never gazed at the face of a wicked person. Masho explains, one's personality, one's neshama, is reflected through his face. He avoided gazing at Adam Rasha, not to be influenced by him. Dor Rabbi Yechon also l'Adam v'estakel b'tzelem d'mus Adam Rasha. A person is not meant to be mestakel on Adam Rasha. Now the Gilyon Hashas here on the sides quotes the Magen Avraham. Dafka l'estakel b'bi Yeser, l'izboinen b'bitzalem b'tzmus, to pay close attention to his facial features. Aval ri'ya b'al mushar, just a quick glance would be okay. Continues the Gemara Shanemar. Where do we find this? Lule p'nei Yeshafa, this was Elisha speaking to the king Yehoram, who was a Rosh, and he says, look, I would never have looked at you if not for the fact that Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, was right here, and in his honor, I'm not ignoring you. And I know you see him, Abit Elech Ve'merech. Rebleza Oymer, Einav Keis, appearing at a Rosh, his eyes condemn, Shenemar Vayhi Kizokin Yitzchak, Atechena Einav Merois. When Yitzchak was advanced in age, his eyes began to lose their ability. Why mishum distakel be'esav arasha? Because he gazed at Esav arasha, his own son, v'agar malay. This was the reason for him losing his eyesight. Is that so? V'amar b'yitzchak lo'olam. We had this a couple of days ago. Lo'olam al yitehi kilas hedit kala be'necha. A person should never take a klala coming from a simple person. Don't take it lightly. It has power. It's potent. Sharei Avimelech kilu l'sor. We find that Avimelech the guy, he gave sorah, he made him a klala in his sky in Bazara, and indeed it came true in her own children. Which klala shenemar? Hine yulach ksusei naim. He was upset at her for hiding her identity. And he told her this lashon. Hine yulach ksusei naim. Al tikri kusus, instead of reading kusus, ela kusiasei naim. It should be a covering on one's eyes. It should be blindness in the family. And that affected her son Yitzchak. Apparently it was this, not peering at Esav. Answers the Gemara, ha, v'ha, gar malay. There are two separate reasons, which came together. So they jointly affected him. The fact that he got the klala sort of made him vulnerable to being affected by looking at Esav. Rava mahacha, this is a mocker, not to look at a rasha. Se'es p'nei rasha, loitoiv. B'sha'as p'tei rasi. When Rabbi Shaul was passing away, amalei, so Rebbe turned to him and he said, Rebbe, Baruchini, please let me have a bracha. Amalei Rabbi Shaul responded, "He it should be Hashem's will. Shatagia lechatzi yomai, you should live half my lifetime, half the amount of years that I lived. Lukululoi, not the full amount." That was Rabbi's response. Why are you giving me only half a bracha? Amalei Rabbi Shaul responded, "Well, keep in mind that you are nasi, and your children are meant to take over your position." Do you mean that your children following you, that come after you, are going to graze animals, pasture animals, meaning they're going to be unemployed if you stick around for too long? So take your years, be your nasi, and then pass it on to your kids. Avu bar'i, and the other amoira, u'binyamin bar'i, Chadama once said, tastily, I deserve schar. Why? Delay is stakli bekuti. I never looked at the face of a guy. Chadama, I don't explain. Tastily, I deserve schar. Delay avdi shutfas badi kuti. I never established a partnership, a business partnership with a guy. Now, Tastis brings a Gemara in of a desaros and heard that they're not meant to. There's a halacha concern because it might prompt the guy to swear if he has to, prove his case to his partner, swear and use the name of a dezora. So there's a halacha concern. But he says, Tosafot says, we're speaking that concern perhaps doesn't apply. Let's say he was moichalim, he would never bring him to that shvur. Still, he was machmir. In our case, he was machmir not to make a shutvus with the guy. And the Achranim explained because he was concerned about being influenced. Ways and lifestyles of the guy. Shol Talmidav Esra B'Zera. The Esra B'Zera of Meherach Tayyam. What did you do to earn long life? Amar Lemi responds, Mim Yamai Loik Paddi B'Sech Besi. Even in my own home, I was careful not to be makbid, not to be particular, to be easygoing. V'Leitza'adti B'Fnei Misha Gadu Mimenu. I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. V'Leirharti B'Mavoyis Atanafis. I was careful not to even think the Beritera in unclean alleyways. I would never walk even four amos without learning, without wearing tefillin. I never slept in the Beis HaMedrash, whether it's a a permanent, a set, long sleep, or even a short nap. V'le'isasti, I never experienced joy, b'takolas chaveray, due to a mistake that my friend made. I never enjoyed his failure. You know, there's a story with Moshe Feinstein, when he underwent an operation for a pacemaker. And it didn't work out, he had to do it again. And he told one of the Talmidim, he says that he was bimus boin, and he was thinking why he was deserving of this extra tsar, heart-related tsar. What did he do to bring it about? And he said that he was misboinen. Listen to this. He went through his entire life, way back until he was a boy. He couldn't find anything wrong which would bring about this type of tsar, until he recalled an incident. He was a young boy in Cheder, and the Rebbe asked a question, and another boy offered an answer, and it was incorrect. And little Moshe Feinstein raised his hands and offered his solution, which was right on, the correct answer. And Rav Moshe says he still remembers that he had a little bit of a feeling of satisfaction. Look, I had the right answer and the other boy didn't. He says it was a minute form of sasti b'takolas chaveray, or neskabadti b'kolen chaveray, that he enjoyed, he had hano, he had benefit from another one's failure, somebody else's expense, even though chas v'shalom wasn't anything that he did to offend the other person, but it came about through somebody else's failure. And he said, oh, that's the reason why I got this einish. And he went into the operation and he understood what it was for. This was a kapara for his avera, and he was satisfied. He was at ease. One more thing he says, v'lekarasi l'chaveri b'chanechosa. I never used a nickname to call my friend. Rashi says, Tosafot says it's a nickname of gnai, some sort of insulting nickname. V'amrila, some explained, b'chachinosa, even a family nickname which was inappropriate, that too he didn't use. Okay, so the recurring theme here in this whole Gemara here is that arichas yamim isn't something to take for granted. It's something which is earned by doing extra things, being machmer in some things. Especially we see the Indian of being easygoing and mevater, mavam udoisov, which brings about a corresponding hanhoga from Hashem. Bidikanek and midah, Hashem is forgiving to this fellow for his averus and allows him to live longer and longer and amass more and more Torah mitzvahs. Zogt Mishnah. V'oid Omer B'Yuda. Let's go back to the sugya of the Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Yuda added another halach. Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, even a Beis HaMegdash which is no longer in service. Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, even a Beis HaKnesses, a shul which is no longer in service, is destroyed, is desolate. Ein maspidin b'soichay. It still has kedusha. You can't use it as a social hall to make a hesped in there. Ve'im nafshilin b'soichay chabalim, or to produce ropes, to strand ropes together. Rashi says these things were done in open areas, so perhaps you'll use the shul, the empty shul, for that purpose. No, you cannot misuse the shul for personal things. V'ein personal seichem mitzulis, nor may one set up traps in a shul, v'ein shoyt chanal galgay peros, or spread peros on its roof for drying, v'ein oisin oisin kapandria, or use it as a shortcut, shenamar v'ashi moises mikdasheichem. Your batei mikdashes are going to be desolate. And then Farshim explained, Mikdashechem is not only the Batei Mikdash, but even the shuls and Batei Midrash. And the fact that the Pasuk words it in this manner could have said, your Mikdashim will become desolate. Vashimoisi. And then it says, Es Mikdashechem, we learn that even when they are Shemimin, when they are desolate and ruined and not in use, Kedushasan Afkashein Shemimin, they still have the status of a Mikdash, they retain their Kedush. Although by Asavim, you notice some grass growing in the Beis HaMidrash. Loitlash, don't remove it. We play Agmas Nefesh. You want it to arouse uncomfortable feelings amongst the masses, and Rashi explains this Agmas Nefesh will bring about, evoke memories of when this building was in its glory, was functioning, and they will be davening to Hashem that Hashem should restore it to its former self. But in Kesiyos, and some Agoras about the Midrash, is Noyhagen Bohen Kalos Rosh. You're not meant to conduct oneself with frivolity and lightheadedness in a shul. You don't eat or drink in these shuls. Tesis brings a Gemara Pesachim where the guests would eat by the shul, and he says it's not in the shul itself, rather the room next to the Beis HaKnesses. You don't beautify yourself, you don't tend to personal hygiene needs in a shul. Nor do you take a walk and relax in the shul. You don't walk into the shul when it's sunny, to protect oneself from the sun. Or when it's raining, to protect oneself from the rain. So you're not allowed to misuse the shul for other purposes. Nor do you make a hesped in a shul, whether it's a hesped shal, in a hesped shal yachad, a personal hesped. Aval. Karen behen, v'shena behem. So you can't do a hesped yachad. Yachad means for an individual, as opposed to a b'talmud chacham, where we're going to learn soon, is mutter in a shul. Aval karen behem, what then do you do in a shul in a Beis HaMedrash? Karen behem, you learn chumash, v'shena behem, you learn mishnayis and gemara, u'maspidim behem, hesped shal rabim. You can do a hesped of a rabbin. Rashi explains, it's referring to a Talmud Chacham, where the multitudes will come gather. You need a big place for it. And since it's a Talmud Chacham, since the rabbin are participating, you can do it in a base, HaKnesses or base HaMedrash. So in honor of the rabbin, it's allowed. Omer Yehuda, Emosai B'Yeshuvan. This applies when the base HaKnesses is in use. Avo B'Chubanan, what's no longer in use, Manichan Oysen, we leave it. We allow wild grass to grow in the shul. Don't remove it. We wanted to cause distress. Now, what's Yehuda referring to? Whoever spoke about grass? Asavim mandachar shemayu. Who even mentioned grass in this brice? Answers the Gemara. Chasura mechser vachitam. The brice is meant to be learned as though it's missing some word and learned as follows. What do you do in the Beis HaKnesses? You learn, you daven. The Braisa continues. U'mechabdin oysan. We sweep them, we clean them. U'marbitzin oysan. We keep the dust down by sprinkling water to keep the dust down. So we take good care to maintain our Beis HaKnesses. Kadesh, layalu ben asav. We take care of it. We make sure that no grass grows. We keep it tidy and clean. When do we say that we're not going to allow grass to grow b'yeshuvan when the Beis HaKnesses is functioning? But once it's out of service, just the opposite, we allow the grass to grow. And in fact, you notice grass, don't remove it. We wanted to create agmas nefesh and discomfort for all to see and all will daven and restore the Beis HaKnesses. Omar Bas, here's a chiddush. What about nowadays? Can you use a shul for a shalashudas, for a yard? But ne kinesia sheba bavel, all shuls built in bavel, al tanai hinasuyin, they were constructed on condition that can be used for personal needs. Vafal became, and even if it was done on condition, ein neihagen ben kalas roish. Kalas roish, frivolity, lightheadedness is certainly also that contravenes, that's a steer to the Kedusha based Knesses. So sure, the Tanai allows incorporating a personal element in the shul, you can use it for personal needs, and that's why we have shalashudis and siyums, and we celebrate in the shuls, but not to actually degrade the shul by way of using it for kalas roish. Umayni, what's an example of this? Cheshboinus, calculations. Personal business in the shul is asur. Now there's machlokes rishonim here. Tosis learns this only applies to the shuls in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael, because in any case the shuls in Bavel are not everlasting edifices. It's only a temporary kedusha until the geula. So there's no heter of Tanai in Eretz Yisrael. Number two says, Tosis calls man shem betelim. The Tanai was only after it's no longer in use. However, in Halacha, we bring down other Rishonim who learn differently. They say that it applies to any shul, even in Eretz Yisrael, and even while it's still functioning. And that seems to be the Halacha, the accepted practice today. We generally build the shuls al Tanai, and we use it for other purposes. In fact, I once heard that the shul in Prague, the famous shul, the al Tanai shul, was called as such because it was built al Tanai. In fact, they say that it was a very ancient shul built by the Bnei Yisrael coming out of Eretz Yisrael by the Churban HaBayis. That's how old it is. So it was built Al Tanai, as the Gemara says, but the Knesset Shebabal Al Tanai Hinasuyin. Amar of Asi, Beis HaKnesses, Shemachash B'Mechashvoynis. If they disgrace the Beis HaKnesses by using it for personal Cheshvoynis, Malinu Beis HaMeis. They're going to bring the mace into the Beis HaKnesses. What do you mean? Malina Salkataitach, meaning you have to do that? You have to bring a mace into this shul? Lois Sagi, is it not sufficient to love Hochi? That's not done, meaning it's an obligation, it's a chiv to bring a mace into a shul that has cheshbonis. What's going on? Ella, rather, he meant like this. L'soif, if they abuse a Beis HaKnesses and don't respect it, L'soif, ultimately what's going to happen is Shialinu b'meis mitzvah. They're going to fill it up with meisei mitzvah for lack of space. So what's the connection here? So the Ein Aliyos is a beautiful pshat based on the Gemara and Brachas. I think it's Nafches and Brachas. Rabbi Yechon Mazzachi comes to Bavel and he sees people advanced in age. And he starts wondering, in Bavel you have old people? L'man yirbu yumeichem al ha'domaksiv. Only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel. Until they told him, look, these people, these fellows, spend their days in the Beis HaMedrash. Oh, he said, if that's the case, I understand. Because, as the Marshal explains, a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses, even outside Eretz Yisrael, is sort of like an embassy of Eretz Yisrael. It has the same qualities as Eretz Yisrael, and such places have the same koyach of Arichas Yomim as in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why these elders in Bavel, who focus their life in the Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, they get the Arichas Yomim of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but that's only if they respect the Beis HaKnesses. They treat it accordingly, but if they're going to be mavaz and abuse the Beis HaKnesses, it loses its chashivas, and then we have Chas V'Shalom, people dying young, and the place will fill up with Maisei Mitzvah. Lately. Ve'eina isen behen. The Brisa tells us, you can't beautify yourself, you can't tend to your personal needs in a Beis HaKnesses. Amar Rava, there's an exception here. Chachamim v'talmidim, who spend their days in the Beis HaMedrash, mutarim, they can go ahead and use the Beis HaMedrash for personal purposes. Amar Shimon Levi, my Beis Rabbanon, why do we call the Beis HaMedrash, we call it Beis Rabbanon, like their home. Because in fact it is. Beis HaRabbanon is treated like their home. This is where they spend their days, and therefore they can tend to their needs in the Beis HaMedrash. But typically, we say we don't use the Beis HaMedrash for shelter. Ve'ei nechnosen ben b'chama, b'nei achama, to protect from the sun. U'b'gshamim, b'nei akshamim, to protect from the rain. Kiha, as in the following story involving the Ravina v'Rav Ada bar Masna, havukaimi, they were standing outside the shul, v'shali shelter mirav, and they were asking Rava a shayla. Also, zilcha demitr, suddenly a downpour arrives, and they jump into the Beis HaKnesses. Aili lebei knishta. They went into the Beis HaKnesses for protection. Amri, but they explain themselves. Haidai linan lebei knishta. Everybody should realize. The reason why we entered the shul, lav mishum mitra, wasn't to protect ourselves from the rain. Ella, rather, mishum deshmata boitzilus. Learning requires clarity. Kiyomi deistana, like a clear day, a day where the ruach tzvoinis blows, a pleasant clear day is what's needed for proper learning. So we weren't trying to protect ourselves and our clothing. It's just that we were learning and couldn't continue out in the rain. So Farshim explained that apparently, firstly, they would be machmer. Because it was a Beis HaKnesses and Bavel, why could they just jump in? It was Al-Tanai, they would be machmer. Number two, the Shaila is there to meet the Chachamim. In any case, they can use the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash for personal needs. So the Teretz on that, some explain here, it's not a heter because they were standing outside. So just to run it for protection, that's not mutter. The whole point of allowing the Talmud Chacham to use the Beis HaMedrash for personal use is save him time and effort. Instead of running home for breakfast and lunch, he eats it in the shul. So once he's in there, you stay in there. But just to run it for protection, there's no reason for that. Okay, so we can't use the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash for personal uses. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rid Rav Elar Rav Ashi. What about the following situation? A person's outside the shul and he has to call somebody out. Somebody has a phone call. He has to call him out of the Beis HaMedrash. He itzrich le'inish. There's a need for somebody, le'mikri gravra, to call out a person mebei knishta from the shul. My, what is he meant to do? Amalei. So Rav Ashi responds. Well, it depends. Itzur b'm rabbanu. This fellow is a Talmud Chacham. Let me hilchasa. When he enters the shul before leaving, he should say some sort of gemara, some sort of halacha. V'itanu, this fellow is used to learning Mishnayos, simple things. Leiv Masnisen should say a Mishnah. Vikaru, this fellow at least is used to reading Psukim. Leiv Psukim should say at least a Pasuk. This way, you are mechaber the Beis HaKnesses and using it for its proper purpose. Viloi, if none of these options are available, Leimeli Linuk, at least let him turn to the child who's in the shul and say, Emeli Psukich, tell me something that you learned. Quote a pasuk for me. Inami, if that's not an option, at least Nishi Purta, let him delay a bit. Spend a few seconds in the Beis HaMedrash, Vinikum, and then go on his way. The Rambam explains that just spending time in a shul is a mitzvah. Ashra Yeshvei Besecha. Umaspidim Behen Hespet Shel Rabbim. So in the Beis HaKnesses says, you don't do a Hespet Shel Yachid, but you do a Hespet Shel Rabbim. What is that? Hechidami Hespet of the Rabbim, what exactly is that? Machvi Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr pointed to the house of Rav Sheshes. Kigoin, for instance, Hespet of the Koibir Rav Sheshes, a Hespet in honor of somebody in Rav Sheshes' his entourage, his family who passes away, in which case this important person would elicit a large response, it would come and fill the place up. We need a big venue for that. And that was Mutter in the Beis HaMedrash. Machir Rav Sheshes, likewise Rav Sheshes pointed to Rav Chizr's household. He's going to spade at the Koibir Rav Chizr. First is a Hesped, which would be conducted for one of Rav Chizr's people, or Rav Chizr himself when his time comes, in which case a lot of people will be there, which requires a large size venue. Rafram, there's a story involving Rafram, who asked Badil Kalsa, he conducted a hesped for his own daughter-in-law, Bebei Knishti, in the shul. Why? Amar explained. Mishom Yikra didiyu demisa, in my honor, and in the mace's honor, asu kuli amma. And everybody's showing up, and therefore this big crowd needs a big place, and therefore the Beis HaMedrash can be used for that purpose. Rav Zera, asapte lomid rabbanon. Likewise, Rav Zera made a hesped for this Talmud Chacham, Bebei Knishta, inside the Beis HaKnesses, and he explained, Amar, imishom yikra didi, whether it's on account of my honor, imishom yikra didi, on account of his honor, the misa of the mace, also kuli alma, everybody's going to be coming, and therefore, we need a large space. Reish Lakish, safte lahu tzobim rabbanon. Reish Lakish conducted a hesped in honor of this young Talmud Chacham, the Shchiach Bar Yisrael, who frequented Eretz Yisrael. What was so special about him? Davatani Hilchasa, he would teach Mishnayos B'chav Dalet Shursa to 24 rows of Talmidim. Omar Rosh Lakish declared during the Hesped, Vai, woe, Chasru Arad Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is missing, Gavra Rabba, such a great man. There was another story of Ahu, this fellow, Dahavi Tani. He learned much more. Tani Hilchasa, Sifra, V'Sifri, V'Tisefta, everything, all the prices. He learned much more than the previous fellow, V'Shachavan, when he passed away. Asu V'Amrali Rav Nachman, this was in Babel, and they told Rav Nachman, Lispidei Mar, can you be on the roster? Can you be one of the Maspidim? Omar Rav Nachman responded a bit harshly. He said, Heichi Nispidei, what am I going to say about him? Haid Sana, this basket, the Mali Sifri filled of Svarim, the Chasa, that's now missing from us. Rashi explains, this fellow just learned and learned without much understanding. He wasn't Meshamash Talmid Chacham. He didn't really get involved in the analysis of the halachas that he learned, what we call Gemara. And that's not really called true learning, true understanding. It's better than nothing, but he doesn't deserve a high-level hesped. It says the Gemara, take a look at the difference. Tochazeh, look at the contrast. Ma bein tkifei de'ar d'Yisrael. Look how the so-called harsh, tekifim, rigid ones of Eretz Yisrael. Rish Lakish was known to be sharp, and he was from Eretz Yisrael, and he still lowered himself, so to speak, and did a hesped for this simple fellow. The chassid, the Bavel, as opposed to Rav Nachman, who was known as the chassach, one of the chassidim, easygoing, humble people of Bavel, who, despite their easygoingness and humility, he refused. He refused to do a hesped on this fellow. Tanan Hasa. We learn in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Ude yishtamish betaga, if one utilizes the services of a Talmud Chacham, taga is the Kesed Torah, he makes use of a Talmud Chacham chalaf, he will be removed from this world. Tani Rish Lakish. Zeham yishtamish b'mishah shoyna halachos. This applies to even using somebody who's a shoyna halachos, who learns halachos, learns whether it's whatever halachos, mishnayos, simple things. That's also Kisra Shal Torah. V'amar Ula. if you're faced with an option, you have to use somebody's services, whether you're paying him or whether it's your Talmud, and you can use fellow A or fellow B. Which one should you use? L'shtamish, you should prefer using Inish, a person, b'man d'toni arbo, using the services, being helped by somebody who learned four siddurim, 4 seconds of Mishnayis, rather than v'l'shtamish b'man d'masni arbo, utilizing the services of one who taught. Masni means one who learned deeper, Gemara, Lashon of Gemara, a four siddurim of Gemara. So learning Gemara is higher than learning Mishnayis. It's deeper, it's more absorbed, it's more elaborate, more detailed. And a fellow who's involved in that stands higher than the one who merely learned Mishnayis. You have a choice of using one or the other. Use the former rather than the latter. Ki Yodei Rish Lakish, as in the following story involving Rish Lakish himself. Hava Ozel B'Urcha. So he's walking along on the road. Mata Urcha Medamai. He encounters a big puddle on the road. Osahu Gavra, this fellow comes along. Arkevi Akatfe. So he loads up Rish Lakish, he puts him on his shoulder and carries him in that manner. Vekuma Avrila, and he was crossing the puddle with Rish Lakish on his shoulder. Amalei Rish Lakish turns to this fellow, Karis, tell me, are you accustomed to learning, to reading Chumash? Amalei Karina, yeah. Actually, yes. Tanis? What about Mishnayis? Yeah, Tanina Abba Sidre Mishnah. I learned all 4 Siddharma Mishnayis. Amalei Rish Lakish wasn't happy. Paslas Lach. You've carved out, you mean to say you've carved out Arba Turi, 4 mountains. It's another way of saying you've learned 4 Siddharma Mishnayis. V'ta'ant bar Lakish HaKatfeich, and you're carrying Rish Lakish on your shoulders. Shadi bar Lakish HaMaya, toss Rish Lakish into the water. It's not honorable for you to serve me in this manner. It's not Kavarat Torah. Amar Leis, the fellow tells Rish Lakish, Nichli Dashmina Lamar. This is the Gersa, the Ashmei Lamar. Actually, I'm happy. I want to serve you. I insist on carrying you further. Ihachi says, Rish Lakish, if that's the case, Gemar Mini Hamilsa, at least learn from me a quick halacha. And this way you'll be my Talmud, and it'll be in place that you carry me. So the following quick halacha, Domer Zera, Punois Yisrael, Henechmir Al Atzman, Jewish women will machmir on themselves beyond the letter of the law. Shafilu Royis Tipas Dam Kechad, even they notice just a small blood spot, a blood drop, like the size of a mustard seed. They're very machmir, Yoishvis Olav Shivanakim, they count 7 clean days, which is above and beyond the letter of the law. This halacha of Shivanakim only applies to true Zava, so any type of Dam experience results in this sort of observance, which actually is practiced today. So this was a quick halacha, and the first one says this is a quick short halacha that he couldn't really challenge or discuss in that short period of time. This way, he was safe on his fellow's shoulder, and he carried him to safety. Tanot ve'eliyo, kolashan halachas b'chol yom, is a girsa b'chol yom. One ensures, one makes sure that he's involved in learning halachas every day. Muftach loy, it's guaranteed, shu ben elam haba, he will have a chelak in elam haba. Shenemar, ha'alichos elam loy, we learn al tikri halicha instead of halichos elam loy, el halachas. So if he's involved in halachas on a daily basis, muftach loy, he's ensured that he will be considered a ben elam haba. Simply speaking, it's because he knows what to do. He knows halacha. He knows what to do on a daily basis. This way, he's guaranteed that he's on the right track. Okay, so what do we learn today? We have many incidents of meherach teyamim. What's going on? What's the schus of yichas yamim? And we find the common thread throughout all the responses. They were machmer. They went above and beyond the letter of the law, and Hashem gave them as well, gave them extra time, arichas yom. We find being mevater is important, and holding a grudge, and midah keneged midah, Hashem responds accordingly. We discuss the kedushas, beis haknesses, and beis hamedrash, which applies even when they're no longer in use. Afilu k'shein chareven, we learn from a pasuk, v'ashem moisis mikdasheichem, kedushasam is still retained, af k'shein shemim. You don't use a beis haknesses for personal functions. Achila shtia til hesped rabim es mutter. If it was built al tnai it's mutter, but that doesn't allow kalos roish. Had he called somebody out of the beis medrash, you have to go in there and spend some time, whether it's learning or at least sitting a bit. Concluded with not being mishtamish with Talmud Chacham, the story of Avraham Rish Lakish, who turned this fellow into his Talmud, and then he was carried to safety. All the best to you and much hatzlacha.